let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. Father John Wargle's in the studio with me this morning. I'm Danny Gallagher, and we are here together to talk.
Our usual Tuesday morning thing.
That's right, Tuesday morning thing. And this is, it's great that we can get together and do this really regularly on Tuesdays.
Right.
It's a great part of my morning on Tuesday to get together and do this podcast for Deep Dive into Scripture.
Well, it's holy time. A good prayer life has two things, sacred space and holy time. Holy time means same time every day or else it's not going to work,
right? That's right. Boy, you got that right.
And we're doing this same time every Tuesday. It works, right?
So it's one day out of the week. Well, the night before, I'm reading the Scriptures. I'm reading the one, you know, whatever chapter it is that we're going to talk about the next day. And so it really does put me into, a scripture-minded mood.
Yeah.
I was reading it again this morning. So this is chapter 39 in Genesis, and we're going to talk about these issues that Joseph has.
And this is part of spiritual discipline, even doing this,
yes,
right?
It really
and
is.
And that is part of self-mastery, which is what we're talking
about. That's our topic today.
Today,
yeah,
right?
That's right. So, Joseph.
Joseph, that's right. We talked about Joseph the favorite and then Joseph's ordeal. He went down into Egypt. And then we had this, what seems like an interlude with his brother.
Right.
So, Judah. Right.
He thinks about Judah.
Right. And his
descent. And then awakening. He realizes, I am not the person that God wants me to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that gives us a glimpse that change can happen.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
We can change in a good way.
Yes.
Right.
Well, God helps me change. I mean, that's the thing.
Yep. And he's helping Joseph here as well. So, you know, when Joseph was going down into Egypt, anything could have happened to him. I mean,
right.
He could have ended up in the mines. I mean, most of the slaves, basically, you know, in ancient world, I mean, who wants to go down and mine, right?
Right.
So they would often, in Greece or in Egypt, they would go down in the mines and they basically carry them out dead. Because they're goners. They don't just... Nobody's that do the dirty work, right?
And nobody's monitoring their health or well-being or whether they got enough food that day.
Right.
They're just work, work, work.
Right.
And one thing is, I think it's because they can always get more. Like somebody dies, hey, yeah, you're next.
Right.
You know, take that spot
slaves
in the line.
Slaves in abundance because they're always at war and they take people, you know, slavery. But Joseph ended up really in a good place.
A really good place.
That's right.
Not just a good place.
Yeah, no. Potiphar, okay?
Yeah.
He's in with the king, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he's wealthy, got a big household. Here's this young kid coming in, and there's something unusual about this kid. Now, he's obviously very bright, intelligent, witty, good personality, all these type of charming things. But there's something about him that's different.
Yeah. He's also very handsome and, you know, has strength in his body and things like that.
Right. But there's something indefinable about him.
Yes.
Okay, you could see all these outward things. And the scripture just uses this phrase, the Lord was with him.
Yeah.
The Lord was with him.
And somehow people seemed to recognize that. And that's why, well, I'm not sure that's why he gets sold to Potiphar's household.
Right.
But somehow that happens. So God's definitely watching over him as he's making this journey.
Right. Yeah. That's fundamental to the story that God is leading, even in the midst of complete disaster.
Right, yeah.
And so when Yahweh is with us, there's certain things about our life that, again, I use the word indefinable. It's mysterious. It doesn't mean that everything is going to go well with you. Matter of fact, that might be the opposite. Things outwardly didn't really go well with Joseph very well at all.
Right. Right. It was definitely not at the beginning there.
Well, yeah, it has a happy ending. But, you know, the thing is that when God is with him, that means even when you fall on your face, even when things go wrong, you're never squashed. God somehow lifts you up. You somehow know that Yahweh is with you. He's a child of promise. Remember he had those encounters?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So in the back of his mind, he knows that God loves him, to be with him. It's a covenantal language. He's bound to God. And that somehow he's going to emerge, always. That's the feeling of someone who has these encounters and that God is with them.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's an important thing to know. And why is God particularly with him? Well, you know, on one hand, God just chooses.
Yeah.
Right? He chooses for his own pleasure and for his own personal purposes. Right. Mm-hmm. But whenever God chooses someone and is with them in a special way, it's not an exclusive idea. It's always inclusive. We talked about this back with Abraham.
Oh,
right. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Sure. Yeah.
It's always for the benefit of everyone around.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's a big thing for Yahweh to be with somebody in a special way like that. And you might say, well, what happens if I'm not chosen? I don't feel like God is with me. Well, first of all, because we're all baptized into Christ, God is with all of us, right?
Right, of course.
But it also has to do with desire.
Mm.
Do you really want to be favored by God? Do you really want to walk in step with him? Do you really want God to be with you? Do you really want to be with God?
Yes, right, all right? Sure.
And so if you do have that desire, it's, you know, we shouldn't feel like, oh no, you know, I'm not chosen or something like that, you know. The possibility is always there for this special thing.
Right. And so there's a sense in me that says that I want to be with God, therefore I'm going to move in that direction.
Right.
Yeah.
And at this point, none of his brothers seem to show any of that kind of affinity, that sort of thing, you know?
Especially a couple of them.
Right, you know? But God knows this. And why does Joseph have this special thing and his brothers don't? The fact is that he saves all of them, okay?
Yes,
even
right.
Simon and Levi, these murderous guys, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So there you have it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Sure. So God works in mysterious ways.
Mm-hmm.
And in the story of Joseph here, he's doing the same thing. You know, God is picking and choosing to be with certain people. But as you said, what happens is everybody that's around him in the story benefits from him having the desire and sort of that awareness of God.
Right, yeah. So it's a beautiful thing, okay? But with it comes a host of dangers, okay? And that's what we have here.
Hmm.
Because Yahweh's with him, he succeeds.
Yeah.
And he becomes the big guy in the house. And of course, the higher you go, the more dangerous things get.
Right,
it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why I always try to stay low.
Out of sight.
Throughout my whole life, to stay low, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, if God exalts you, then you've got to be aware of the dangers, right? The Satan's going to try to pick you off.
Yeah, sure.
And Satan here comes in the form of Potiphar's wife, right?
Yeah.
She sees this young guy, you know, and she's smitten by him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real problem.
Yeah, it's a real problem for her, and it's a real problem for Joseph.
Yeah, that's right. And so this is where the self-mastery comes in, right?
Yeah, sure.
Because Potiphar's wife is not ugly. She's probably a very high-class, fancy lady, right?
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
And so this is where the self-mastery comes in, right?
Yeah, sure.
Because Potiphar's wife is not ugly. She's probably a very high-class, fancy lady, right?
Sure. And if they wore makeup then, she'd have a lot of it on.
If you look at the hieroglyphics, you know, makeup was the big thing.
Wow,
I mean, really big thing. So she spared no expenses when it comes to, you know, I mean, that's all she had to do in life was
right.
to take, sounds a lot familiar, doesn't it, to a lot of people in our
yes.
culture?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So there's this beautiful woman right there, you know, and so the opportunities for physical pleasure, the opportunities for power are right there for him. Obviously, there's great danger as well.
Right.
Okay. But whenever you're thinking about pleasure and power, you don't often think about the other side of that.
That's
which
right,
is
yeah.
the danger.
Your brain is one directional. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, right.
The power.
So you're stupid, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah. You, so, you know, so anyway, it stupefies you, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. But when you have self-mastery, you're thinking clearly,
mm-hmm.
right? And he's not thinking just because I could get in trouble if I do this. It's because he feared God.
Mm.
And you're living in the fear of God. You know, God who sees everything and the one who tests the hearts.
Yeah.
The God of judgment. So you want to please God too. I mean, when we fear God, it's not just because we're afraid of what he might do to you if you do something wrong, right?
Right, right.
The fear of God also is also in some strange paradox on the other side of the coin is really love for God too,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a positive thing,
well,
right?
Well, and it's that feeling of staying in the graces of
right.
God and not mm-hmm. being outside
yeah.
of that aura or whatever,
right.
you know, that feeling.
Because God's more real to him than this woman that's standing before him. I mean,
yeah.
that's big. That's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, he evidently is a master of senses. That means he is a disciplined person.
Yeah.
Right. We see something like this also with Daniel. Daniel and Joseph are parallel in the Old Testament.
Uh-huh, right.
Because Daniel was in exile. He ended up in Babylon, something like Joseph, you know, a slave in Egypt.
Yeah.
And God was with him, right? And right away, the king said, these guys are special. Let's, you know, fatten them up, feed them, and let them become part of our culture. And give their talents to the, you know, the Babylonian project.
Yes, right.
So he said, you know, he wanted to keep the Torah. He wanted to keep the dietary
rules. Yeah.
Right, right. Because that's what defined who he was as a Jew as opposed to being a Babylonian, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So he challenged the guy that was over him,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll eat this, you know, spinach and carrots and stuff like that. That's a tough one for me. Okay, too. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Joseph, you have women. Okay, then you got this other sensual desire is to eat and to drink and all that fun stuff, right?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So what does he do? You know, he succeeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Self mastery.
Yeah.
And so Joseph just was born with this as much as he had this intense desire to be a master of his soul rather than in his body, I should say,
mm-hmm.
rather than be mastered by the senses. I mean, everybody, even non-Christians, I mean, it's part of natural law that to be given over your senses is something that you're not proud of.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
Like, you know, everybody despises a glutton. Everybody despises someone who can't control himself sexually, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, because we know that there's something really wrong with that soul, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right.
And you can see that in lots of different ways. I mean, every time you see someone that's really stepping outside the norm and doing things that are out of the norm,
right? I mean,
out of the ordinary,
it basically lost control.
Yes, that's it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Appetite.
Yeah.
They're looked upon with shame, and
right.
people who do this have deep shame.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. It's easy to recognize in
yeah.
people. Yeah,
right, right. So we all have to. I mean, I'm 70. You're almost there. You know, over the years, I remember, listen, compared to somebody like St. John of the Cross and the Saints, forget it. You know what I mean? But I've done these little things throughout my life to deny myself here and there and whatever, because I did, somehow intuitively knew it's good for the soul.
Sure. Yeah.
And then it accumulates over the years, however modest and little they may be, they help make us who we are when we're older, right?
Yep, of course, yeah.
Right. So there you have it with regard to self-mastery. Again, such power in this man unleashes the wrath of hell.
Yeah.
And it comes in the form of the wrath of a spurned woman, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, she's mad.
And so she grabs hold of his mantle or whatever it is, and he runs out. Again, this is a theme in this story, too. It really is. And that is, first of all, it's a robe. It's a garment. Where have we seen that before?
Yeah.
Joseph's.
Yeah.
Right.
Dream coat.
Right. And it was recognized as being belonged to Joseph, the whole idea of, you know, recognition and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have this no good deed ever goes unpunished type thing, right?
Yeah.
So Potiphar doesn't kill him, which is amazing.
Yep. Again, God somehow with
him.
Yeah,
he must have said, you know, maybe he sensed that his wife was a serpent.
Yeah.
Okay, but to save face, instead of killing him,
he's got to do something,
they've got to do something to him. Well, I'll throw him in prison, right? Mm-hmm. And then everything will just be covered over.
Yeah.
Who knows, right? Anyways, he finds himself in prison. And again, there's an inclusio. Inclusio is like bookend.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got the beginning of this chapter where he finds himself as a slave in Potiphar's house, but God's with him and he prospers.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Then you have the great temptation in the middle of it. And then at the end, you see that he's thrown into prison and that right away, he's trusted by the guards and he ends up running the prison.
Yeah, the jailer does the same thing as Potiphar.
Right.
Somehow he recognizes that Joseph has all these gifts and puts him in charge of everybody in the jail.
Yeah, and it's not only his gifts, but that indescribable thing.
Right, yeah.
That mysterious thing. God is with this guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we find him, well, I'm not sure if you can use the word flourishing or in a prison.
Well, he's flourishing as much as he can be. I mean, you know.
Right. Yeah. So, So this is, I love this chapter because, you know, this whole idea of God being with someone, you know, with us.
Yes.
What could be more important than that, right?
Sure. And the recognition that God is with us, you know, Joseph recognizes God is with him and flourishes because
of it. And people will recognize
that.
Oh,
yeah. And they do. They certainly do in this story.
Right. And it does in the story of humanity, right?
Mm-hmm.
People sense, you know, Danny, when I think about, you know, what we're trying to achieve here at the church, right?
Yeah.
That St. Joseph Catholic Church will be the spiritual, moral, and social heart of Eldersburg, Sykesville through our encounters with Jesus Christ. If we go out into our neighborhoods and we engage with people, people will get that sense.
Yeah.
God is with this person, right?
Yeah.
And it's an attractive thing to many people. Some people who, I don't want anything to do with this. Leave me alone. I want to stew over here on my own, whatever.
And maybe even a little bit bigger than that. God is with this place.
That's right, because again, this church is a sanctuary. This church is the place where the holy sacraments are received, and therefore, it's the most important building in the parish.
Yeah, sure.
Right. And from it flows grace.
Yep.
And it does in the form of the people being filled with God, where God's with them. Right.
Yes.
And also, people who, like Joseph, are inspired to master themselves, master their senses, master their emotions, their appetites of whatever they may be, except for, okay, God, they have appetites for God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being sent, you know, as a missionary disciple.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the outcome for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, Joseph and Self-Mastery. Good. Thanks for coming in.
Okay.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.